The news at noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 36 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers worked into the morning hours to pass a standalone foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The House, though, voted down an earlier measure that included U.S. border security funding, and it's unclear if House Speaker Mike Johnson will take up a vote. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans support it than not.
I am confident there are many Republicans in his caucus. I know I've spoken to a whole bunch of them who feel strongly we ought to pass this bill. And I will urge Speaker Johnson to step up to the moment and do the right thing.
In Wichita, Kansas, authorities this hour announced an arrest in connection with the Jackie Robinson statue stolen last month from a Little League park and later destroyed. Police say they are still looking for more suspects. Overall inflation continues to cool compared to a year ago, but the consumer price index was up 0.3% in January compared to December. This is ABC News. Less than 3 months after receiving the job, the new superintendent of schools in Uvalde, Texas, is already facing controversy.
Uvalde, the site of the 2022 school shooting that claimed 21 lives, is especially sensitive to campus safety issues. Earlier this month, a middle schooler brought a handgun to his campus. Nobody was hurt, but school superintendent Ashley Colas didn't immediately notify families.
I want to apologize for not personally addressing the situation faster publicly and more directly.
The student involved has been pulled out of his school. His parent faces criminal charges for not securing the handgun. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new report from the United Nations warning that nearly half of the world's migrating animal populations are now in decline. Many species, including songbirds and sea turtles and whales, are facing a range of threats from climate change to pollution and illegal hunting. That report found more than one-fifth of migrating species are now under the threat of extinction. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's currently a partly sunny 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for patchy sunshine with high in the upper 30s. Tonight, a few clouds and frosty, lows in the mid-20s, and tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and warmer, with highs in the mid-40s. In Richland Center, we are currently have westerly winds at 2 to 4 miles per hour, and after a low of 22, it's 36 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland School District business official John Bosworth reported the results of the second pupil count held this year to the school board at last night's meeting. The second count was done on the second Friday in January. When the count is done, the district looks at the resident pupils, whether they attend school in the district or not, and the number of pupils in the buildings. The resident information is what is recorded with DPI. It's used to determine revenue limit calculations and state aid. The in-building numbers are the ones the district uses to determine staff and program needs. This is just a snapshot because the pupil numbers are constantly changing due to pupils moving in and out of the district. The historical data provides insight into how much the district changes from the third Friday count in September to the second Friday count in January each year. This year's difference from September to January was -2. In preparing for the 2024-25 school year, two different staffing plans are being considered in order to accommodate both the passing or failure of an operational referendum in April. In either case, the plan is to not replace the IT director's position after Todd Ostrander retires on June 30th. Those duties will get dispersed among other employees in the district. If the operational referendum fails in April, the district will reduce teaching staff by 5.5 FTE, excluding the position in administration upper management. While the district tries to reduce through attrition and/or staff not subject to the non-renewal procedures first, it may not be possible based on needs and licensures. If the operational referendum passes in April, the district will maintain the 23-24 teaching staff numbers, but still reduce administration upper management by 1 FTE. The exact positions and the best way to utilize these positions are still being examined by the administrative team. In addition, those staff hired using ESSER funds are not subject to the non-renewal process. Their contract expires at the end of the year and would have to reapply for any posted position they may be interested in. It's noteworthy to point out that the plan does not include staffing positions that might change due to special education needs. Those positions are driven by individualized education programs and are considered on a case-by-case situation. It also does not consider the partner school and the possibility of adding support there as it continues to grow. If these positions are needed, they will be brought to the board at a future meeting. Jerry Kemper of School Perceptions presented the results of the 2023 survey to the Richland School Board of Education, conducted among staff to gauge the district's strengths and weaknesses. 199 staff members responded for 97% response rate. The survey showed that 60% of the staff has been with the district for 6 years or more, which Kemper said was a good statistic. In comparing scores from last year, each of the five categories, engagement, staff experience, academics, support, and student experience, dropped in percentages. But Kemper said there was no reason to worry, as they were less than 5%. Following the resignation of Spanish teacher Dawson Nahn, the district needed to fill the position. It was determined that hiring a qualified person at this time of the school year would be difficult and untimely. An immediate solution internally to have Kevin Gonzalez, the RCHS Spanish teacher, teach Spanish 3 and 4, which were previously taught by Nahn. Gonzalez is willing to prepare lessons and teach students during his prep period for the remainder of the third quarter. As such, a partial overload of 43.5% was approved by the board. Any cost associated with the overload would be offset by the current vacancy. Quarter four is still being reviewed to determine the best plan of action for the world language courses. And District Administrator Steve Board announced that Lee Van Landite has filed to run as a write-in for the District 1 East seat that remained open beginning following the April election, since incumbent Melissa Wirtz filed non-candidacy. The PRINCE Act, a new missing child alert system named for 5-year-old Prince McCree of Milwaukee, is making rapid progress through Madison. Ever since an Amber Alert for Prince's disappearance wasn't called for, State Senator LaTanya Johnson has pushed for improvements to the system. The PRINCE Act would extend the alert system to children 10 years of age and is expected to end up on the governor's desk. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting. Meredith Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Wisconsin Republicans are moving closer toward passing their $2 billion tax cut plan. The state assembly is expected to pass the legislation today. It would go next to the state Senate. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu supports the plan, but it's unclear where Democratic Governor Tony Evers stands. Evers used his partial veto powers to scale back a $3.5 billion income tax plan Republicans included in the state budget to just $175 million and vetoed a $2 billion GOP tax cut plan in November that mirrored the one the assembly approved today. The governor says only that he's looking for ways to make taxes more fair. Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature is taking another shot at passing a new legislative map before the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court does it. Today marks the second time in less than a month that the legislature has tried to enact new Senate and Assembly boundaries before the court issues its order drawing the lines. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed the legislature's last attempt, which was based on maps he proposed but then made changes to protect Republican incumbents. This time, GOP legislative leaders are talking about passing the Evers maps without any changes. When asked last week if he would sign his own maps, Evers responded, "Why not?" Farmers around the state are encouraged to contact their local government officials to submit applications for the first round of grants for the state's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. The initiative, created last June, provides $150 million to fund projects improving rural roads. The submissions for repairs are aimed at improving the transportation of farmers' products from the field and farm to processors. The first round of applications will distribute $50 million of the funding. More information on the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The Wisconsin State Assembly is set to approve a bill eliminating work permit requirements for more teenagers. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker signed a bill in 2017 that eliminated work permit requirements for 16 and 17-year-olds. The bill the Assembly is scheduled to consider today eliminates permit requirements for 14 and 15-year-olds. It doesn't change any state laws limiting hours minors can work. Supporters say the bill would help businesses hire needed workers faster. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will likely veto the measure if it reaches him. He vetoed a bill in 2022 that would have allowed 14- and 15-year-olds to work longer summer hours. Senator Tammy Baldwin has joined three of her colleagues in sending letters to the CEOs of the four biggest manufacturers of inhalers sold in the U.S., which charge between $200 and $600 for each inhaler, which is typically purchased monthly. A release from Baldwin's office says the same medication is available abroad for under $100. The release adds that over a half million people suffer from asthma and other respiratory conditions in Wisconsin. In 2018, 71 Wisconsinites died due to the chronic lung disease, with nearly 40% of those victims over the age of 65. Marshfield Clinic is expanding its labor and delivery facility in Eau Claire. Marshfield says its obstetrics unit is going from 8 beds to 20. Marshfield also plans to hire more labor and delivery nurses. The expansion would mean jobs for some of the more than 1,400 people who are losing their jobs as two hospitals in several clinics in western Wisconsin are set to close. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun in Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes. I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. The bottom line is that I saw good things happening.
That's Evers on WISN-TV's Upfront. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved incident in the city of Shelbsburg that occurred early Monday morning. At approximately 1:06, the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call for a person acting erratically on West Water Street near North Iowa Street in Shelbsburg. Two Lafayette County Sheriff's deputies and one Darlington police officer responded. The officers found the person yelling and wandering in the street. Law enforcement made contact with the person, who physically resisted. Attempts to subdue the person were unsuccessful as they continued to physically resist law enforcement. According to the DOJ, the person became distressed and law enforcement provided life-saving measures. Emergency medical services responded, but the person died at a local hospital. The DCI is leading the investigation and continuing to review evidence to determine the facts of what happened. The police officer and two deputies have been placed on administrative duty. The Wisconsin State Patrol arrested a Baraboo man following a traffic stop Monday night. At approximately 6:30, troopers learned Juneau County deputies were trying to locate a vehicle possibly wanted for a hit and run in Adams County. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper located the vehicle near the Sauk-Juneau County line and stopped it in the Wisconsin Dells near Wisconsin 31 and County Highway H. After detecting signs of impairment, troopers evaluated the driver. Doran Goodbear, 71 of Baraboo, was arrested for OWI, sixth offense, failure to install an ID, and operating on a revoked license. Additional charges related to the original collision are pending an investigation by the Adams County Sheriff's Office. A man is charged with hiding a corpse in La Crosse County. 43-year-old Benjamin Thorison, who pleaded guilty to gun possession charges earlier this month in federal court, is accused of hiding the body of a 45-year-old woman near the Bud Hendrickson Trail in La Crosse last July. According to court documents, Thorson's hotel room was searched last August, where investigators found the woman's DNA and a prescription bottle in her name, as well as video showing Thorson moving the woman's body. Investigators also found meth. A $25,000 arrest warrant was issued Friday for Thorson. It's 37 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. You might want to check your refrigerator or freezer. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 37 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Fratelli Beretta USA Incorporated, a Mount Olive, New Jersey establishment, is recalling an undetermined amount of ready-to-eat meat charcuterie products containing COPA that may be underprocessed, which may have resulted in possible contamination with foodborne pathogens. The RTE COPA products have various best-by dates. The products subject to recall bear establishment number EST M47967 or M7543B. Inside the USDA mark of inspection or an inkjet print on the front of the package. These items were shipped to distributors and retail locations nationwide. Public Health Sauk County and SSM Health are excited to announce a potentially life-saving tool in the Baraboo community, a free public health vending machine. Public Health Sauk County purchased the vending machine and supplies with funding from a Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant. It is located in the front entrance of the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Room. One of the free items in the vending machine is Narcan nasal spray. This over-the-counter medication can reverse an opioid overdose and save a life. Deterra medication disposal kits are also available in the vending machine. A person can use these pouches to get rid of unwanted or leftover medication at home. Properly disposing of medication makes communities safer and the water supply cleaner. The third item in the vending machine is a resource bag. This bag has a list of mental health care, substance use treatment, and recovery resources in Sauk County. The free supplies are available to all community members and visitors every day, 24/7. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast has found a home for 2024. Annette Lewis has announced that this year's Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Huff Nelson Farm June 9th from 7 to 1. The Larry and Sherry Nelson family are looking forward to welcoming you. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers who like spending time outside, helping other outdoor enthusiasts, and are passionate about Wisconsin's natural resources to serve as volunteer campground host. Volunteer opportunities are available at DNR properties in all parts of the state. Volunteers are an integral part of the programming operations and management services of Wisconsin State Parks, Forest, Recreation Areas, and Trails. Host responsibilities generally include staying at a campsite at the campground and volunteering for a few hours each day, greeting campers and answering questions about the property, helping with daily campground operations and setting an example by me being a model camper. Cleaning campsites, bathrooms, and facilities, and helping out with the light maintenance, sharing park information, and helping with campground programs, and enjoying the company of other campers, and ensuring they enjoy their stay. In addition to general campground host, the DNR seeks volunteer equestrian campground host at Governor Knowles State Forest, Kettle Moraine State Forest Northern Unit, Kettle Moraine State Forest Southern Unit, and Wildcat Mountain State Park. Openings for equestrian campground host opportunities are available from May through November, with dates varying by property. Stay at a campsite at the horse campground and volunteer a few hours per day. A 1 to 2 month service period is preferred. You can apply to be a campground host through the DNR's online volunteer opportunities webpage. An expensive ATV has been lost after it fell through the ice in a bay near Superior. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the ATV fell through the ice on Kilner Bay Thursday. Using drones, the Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed that the ATV fell into the water due to unstable ice conditions. Officials say that there wasn't a person in the water and the owner of the ATV is safe, but the owner lost the vehicle and some fishing equipment. Sheriff's Office stressed that people stay off the ice, noting there is currently no safe ice in the area. Shipwreck hunters have discovered a merchant ship that sank in Lake Superior in 1940, taking its captain with it during a storm off Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society and shipwreck researcher Dan Fountain announced Monday the discovery of the 244-foot bulk carrier Arlington, just north of Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula. The Arlington was fully loaded with wheat and headed to Owen Sound, Ontario, when it sank on May 1, 1940. All crew members survived, but Captain Frederick Tatey Bug Burke went down with his ship after ordering it onto the open lake during the storm. The American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Two blood drives will be held this Friday. One will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Another will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Individuals are urged to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The spring funding round is open to apply for assistance from Pete's Sake. Anyone who resides in the River Valley School District and finds themselves in health-related circumstances through no fault of their own, for which assistance is needed, is urged to apply. All applications are reviewed by the For Pete's Sake Committee, who determine the number of recipients to be funded and the amount that each recipient will receive. Payments are made directly to the recipient's creditors. Applications are available on the For Pete's Sake website. Applications are due Friday, March 8th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 29th for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Producers who grow and sell potatoes, districts 1, 2, and 3 are eligible to nominate other producers or be nominated to the board. Area producers in District 3 include Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Grant, Iowa, Juneau, La Crosse, Lafayette, Richland, Sauk, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties. DATCAP will mail nomination forms to eligible producers. Growers must sign, notarize, and postmark completed nomination forms by March 29th and include signatures from at least 5 eligible growers other than the nominee. Producers should mail completed nomination forms to Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, Market Order Program, P.O. Box 8911 Madison, 53708-8911. Eligible producers who have not received a nomination form by March 15th or who have other questions about the nomination process should email datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. DATCAP will conduct the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board election from May 10th through June 15th. Elected board members will serve three-year terms from July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2027. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Amanda Walsh of Richland Center on ticket number 823. It's 38 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1230. Today's vital statistics are next.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's 37 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:32. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens, died Friday. Graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family. Kenny Ressler is survived by his sister, Marjorie and Gary Hooks of Richland Center, a brother, David and Cindy Ressler of Troy, Montana, nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, and many friends. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Mick Ladd is survived by his wife, Ardell, son, Leif and Tracy Ladd, daughter, Rhonda and Rick Ladd, 5 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, sisters, Jane and Richard Walters, Laura and Rob Donner, and Alice and Jean Bailey, close friend, Leroy Huffman, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock. Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River, died Friday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 25th, from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Doris Brown is survived by her husband, William, children, Catherine and David Davis, Greg and Ruth Brown, and Jeffrey and Pamela Brown, 8 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, sister, Karen and Cy Perkins, and other relatives and friends. Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather conditions across the area today, and it looks like tomorrow should be quiet as well and a few degrees warmer as southwest winds move in. However, a blast of winter is coming for the second part of the week. We expect a low-pressure system to sweep across the area Wednesday night, and it looks like it'll produce a swath of accumulating snow across much of southern Minnesota and northern Iowa through southern and central Wisconsin. We could be dealing with several inches, so watch out for snow-covered and slippery travel conditions for Wednesday night, maybe into daybreak Thursday. Behind that, we'll see another cold front work into the region Friday. We could have some off-and-on snow showers with that, maybe a minimal accumulation, along with some gusty winds and some of the coldest air we've seen in several weeks across the region Friday into early Saturday. Things should moderate fairly quickly, though, going into early next week. The forecast for the rest of today, we'll see just some patchy sunshine, highs in the upper 30s for the most part, northwest wind 4 to 8, a few clouds and frosty tonight, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 44, southwest wind up to 10. Wednesday night, rain and snow developing by late evening, becoming all snow overnight, with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation expected, low in the upper 20s. For Thursday, breezy with partial clearing, high at 34 degrees, gusty northwest winds. Friday should be mostly cloudy with a good chance of scattered light snow, just small accumulations expected, low 22 with a high of 27. Saturday partial clearing, breezy and cold, low near 12 degrees with a high of 23. Sunday partly sunny and milder, low about 14 with a high of 34. And Monday partly sunny and warmer yet with a high near 40. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 38 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 48, our low this morning was 22. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 38. The record high for this date is 53, which was recorded in 1954. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1951. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 25. Sunset today will be at 5:30, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:01. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.03 and no precipitation to report. It is currently a sunny 38 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
New York City has jumped on the sustainable fuels bandwagon. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. New York City operates the largest fleet of municipal vehicles in the country, and Keith Kerman is in charge of it. His job is also to make sure the city can keep its promise to convert the diesel component of that fleet to renewables.
We want to do great stuff in New York City. We also want to be a model for what can be done across the country. Our renewable diesel announcement has gotten extraordinary interest. And so many organizations have come to us, big fleets, both public and private. And many of them ask, can we use your contract? And, you know, we can't always do that. But they all want to go the path we went and start using renewable diesel. So enormous interest.
Kerman says heating fuel conversion is also a project.
There's B5 in every public and private building in the state of New York today. And the city led the way there. And the fleet unit has adopted the heating oil program. And we're using B10 in our municipal buildings now. So we always want to be ahead of the curve. B5 is the state law and the city law. We're at B10. Once everybody's at B10, we'll try and get to B20 first. And just to give you a reference point, in the last 11 years, we've used, in city government operations alone, 450 million blended gallons with biodiesel.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Farm labor struggles continue. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference is the annual event for the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the American ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. Minnesota pork producers are struggling to find labor as unemployment numbers remain low. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the 2024 Minnesota Pork Congress.
Minnesota Pork Board President Daryl Timmerman says people are the number one resource for pig farmers.
So when you look at just general unemployment across the state of Minnesota, it's very tight. And then when you zero in on the rural communities where the majority of our pig farms are located, the unemployment is even lower.
He tells Brownfield guest worker programs are helping.
But certainly that's not a silver bullet that would totally replace all of the local talent that we also have from our communities.
Timmerman says recruiting young people to the pork industry is a priority. In Mankato, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A regional director for the National Pork Producers Council says securing farm bill funds for foreign animal disease prevention and preparedness remains a top priority for the organization. Staff member Luke Wall tells Brownfield there are also other priorities.
Open up trade agreements is very key for our producers, as a quarter of our product does get exported as well. And also Prop 12 resolution, a preemption in the farm bill.
Wall says NPPC continues to work with House Ag Chairman Thompson to find a solution for Proposition 12.
There's going to be some sort of language included when that farm bill leaves the House. He had pencils down there a few months ago. We believe that that is drafted. We thought there might be a preview of what's been drafted in that farm bill, but we're confident in the House side continuing to work with the Senate side.
Wall says the organization is waiting for draft language for the farm bill to be released. An Eastern Iowa farmer says he's hopeful the usage of biodiesel increases on farming operations. Dave Walton is a board member for the American Soybean Association and Clean Fuels Alliance America.
There's still a slow adoption rate at the farm level, but we are seeing more and more folks getting back into asking their suppliers for biodiesel.
He tells Brownfield there have been some supply issues at the farm level, but
you got to ask. Biodiesel is available everywhere. Most of the time they can get it right at the tank farm at the terminal. So it's there. You just have to ask your retailer for it.
Walton says biodiesel is a cleaner option to petroleum-based diesel and helps reduce emissions. He raises corn, alfalfa, and mixed hay in pastures in Wilton, Iowa. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are solid at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's another quiet start for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. There were a handful of deals reported on Monday in parts of Iowa at $286 stress, but that isn't near enough activity to establish an accurate price trend. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until midweek or later. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand from outward offerings. Choice down 83 cents at $2.93.25. Select is 7 cents lower at $2.86.95. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves 400 to 500 pounds are mostly $20 to $25 higher. Steers 500 to 550 pounds were $10 to $20 higher. Steers 550 to 700 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers 450 to 500 pounds were $5 to $8 higher. Heifers 500 to 650 pounds are mostly $5 to $10 higher. And heifers 650 to 750 pounds had a mostly firm undertone. The USDA says demand was good to very good on the heavy supply. Both quality and condition were very good. Calves were long-weaned with shots, and there was a very good offering of yearlings. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 555 to 595 pounds, brought 287 to 303.75. Feeder steers, 700 to 749 pounds, brought 255 to $270. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 643 pounds, brought $262.50 to $270. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts early in the day. Demand for U.S. pork remains relatively strong on the global market, which is supportive to prices. But in addition to domestic demand struggles, hog weights continue to run above year-ago levels, and supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, all of which adds pressure to the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct have no comparison, but a weighted average of 68.06. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both have weighted averages of 67.93. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $48. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.29 at $87.25. Bellies, hams, and loins were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner. For Brownfield.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better Cleaner Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
Soybeans and cattle are lower. Corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are right around the session lows on profit-taking, technical selling, and some profit-taking in bean meal. There is more rain in the forecast for Argentina, while harvest conditions generally look good in Brazil. Export demand slow, with Brazil's prices more than a dollar below the U.S. March beans are down 9¾ at 11.83 and a quarter. May's down 8½ at 11.89 and a quarter. March soybean meal's $4.90 lower at 3.44, and March soybean oil's up 29 points at 47.19. Corn is very narrowly mixed, watching that development weather in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Export and ethanol demand are good, but the U.S. does have a bearish supply outlook. March is up, back to steady at 430.5, and May's unchanged at 442.5. And wheat's on the lower side of things. Now, they are oversold, but slow export demand and a higher move in the dollar will continue to be big bearish factors. Most winter wheat areas do look dry over the near term, but the crop's in much better shape than last year. March Chicago's down a half at 597. March Kansas City's 5½ lower at 593¼. March Minneapolis is down 9¼ at 673. Live and feeder cattle are lower ahead of this week's direct business. Box beef was down at midday. There was some light trade reported yesterday, but not nearly enough to establish a trend. April lives 37 lower at 185.55. June's down 65 at 182.87. March feeders are 82 lower at 248. And hogs are mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and some long-term demand questions. April is unchanged at 81.12. June leans down 37 at 94.50. Crude oil's higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's well known that manure can be a substantial source of nutrients for crops. The research is looking into the benefits from different types of manure.
It's definitely been looked at a waste source for many years, but now I think it's starting to really get its shine in the spotlight here as it's been a huge resource to a lot of farmers.
That's Megan Moore from Sustainable Environmental Consultants. Megan Moore is part of a research team from Sustainable Environmental Consultants looking closely at the value of manure for fertilizer.
What I'm learning is that pork producers have a pretty good gig with being able to utilize that manure on their acres. So looking at the soil health aspect, it's continuing to increase organic matter within the soils, which is helping build healthier soils, which makes healthier crops.
Have you found any differences between pig manure, cow manure?
The biggest difference that I would say we've been able to observe is that hog manure has the most, I would say, nitrogen when boiling it down to, and that's the big thing that helps increase and build that yield for corn or wheat crops. So I'd say nitrogen is a big one. It's also very nutrient dense. So not only nitrogen, but P and K values are very high as well. And then crops also need micronutrients to grow, and they're seeing a lot of trace micronutrients within hog manure as well compared to other sources of manure.
The micronutrients is something we're just starting to hear more and more about, and from what I understand, that's where some of the differences in the manure are.
Yep, a lot of the micronutrients, and then to build off of that, biologicals within soil. Biologicals is a big buzz here in the industry, and being able to have manure be that source for not only macronutrients, micro, but also the biologicals that all help stimulate and build those healthy soils.
That manure is like having money in the bank, isn't it? Because there's some nutrients you don't have to buy if you've got the manure.
Yep, 100%. And then having guys be able to apply manure year on year or within a crop rotation helps build up those nutrient levels within the soil that help continue to feed the microbes and increase that soil health, even if you're not applying that manure in that crop year.
Any idea what the farmers are able to save as far as the input dollars?
Input dollars are variable as we reflect those off of the NP and K prices of the nutrients, but from the 2022 report, it's looking like a lot of farmers were able to save roughly $100, $130 per acre based on that reduced need of NP and K, which is pretty substantial.
Finding any differences with those who use cover crops and those who don't?
The guys that have been using cover crops, we're seeing a lot of that nutrients stay in soil and having less prone to leaching and runoff there, but still with the use of manure over that synthetic fertilizer, we're seeing the nutrients stay within that soil profile regardless.
That's Megan Moore, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
It's maple syrup season already. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The warm weather has kicked maple syrup production into high gear. Teresa Barron, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, says the season in her state typically runs from mid-March to mid-April, but not this year.
Get out and try some local syrup. People kind of forget syrup is a little bit like honey, where syrup can taste different from different parts of the state of Wisconsin due to the nutrients and soil and minerals in the ground. So.
And she tells Brownfield there's some health benefits from maple syrup as well.
So 2 tablespoons of maple syrup have the same potassium as a banana.
Did you know there are approximately 132 species of maple trees in the world, but only 3, the black maple, the red maple, and the sugar maple, are the most popular choices for syrup producers because of the high sugar content of the sap. And it isn't easy work to get that pure maple syrup into your pantry. In fact, it takes 40 gallons of maple sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. Like other foods, maple syrup is federally graded. Category A and B are graded from light to dark. A is the lightest, B syrup is darker in color, and those darker syrups tend to have stronger flavors. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
WRCO Sports will have coverage of the Division II Wisconsin Dells Sectional and the Division III Mineral Point Sectional. Join us for WIAA Wrestling on the radio. Best of luck to the girl wrestlers who will embark on the postseason for the first time this weekend at Sectional, and the boys wrestlers who qualified at this past weekend's regionals. From River Valley, Noah Radke, Mason Schulte, Wyatt Knockreiner, and Blake Brickle. And from Richland Center, Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelinek, Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, and Braden Kleppe. From Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Riley Wanick, along with Sean Duffy, Caden Rennish, Grant Matthews, Terry Sage, and Chase McGuire. And from Ithaca Weston, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Mac Neef. Good luck to those wrestlers and all of them taking part in the Division II Wisconsin Dells and Division III Mineral Point Sectionals. Join WRCO Sports for coverage beginning Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on FM 100.9, WRCO.com.